Unit 2, the Sphinx.
The first is the 137-meter high Great Pyramid of Giza, the largest of all the pyramids in Egypt. The first is the 137-meter high Great Pyramid of Giza, the largest of all the pyramids in Egypt. The first is the 137-meter high Great Pyramid of Giza, the largest of all the pyramids in Egypt. The head of the Sphinx represents Khafre, the pharaoh who ruled Egypt at that time. The head of the Sphinx represents Khafre, the pharaoh who ruled Egypt at that time. The head of the Sphinx represents Khafre, the pharaoh who ruled Egypt at that time. The people living in the area had forgotten the history of the statue, so they imagined that the head represented the sun god Ra and began worshipping it. The people living in the area had forgotten the history of the statue, so they imagined that the head represented the sun god Ra and began worshipping it. The people living in the area had forgotten the history of the statue, so they imagined that the head represented the sun god Ra and began worshipping it. The Sphinx's head made him promise to clear the sand from the statue's body. The Sphinx's head made him promise to clear the sand from the statue's body. The Sphinx's head made him promise to clear the sand from the statue's body. He also built walls around the statue to prevent the sand from covering it again. He also built walls around the statue to prevent the sand from covering it again. He also built walls around the statue to prevent the sand from covering it again. He placed this tablet between the two front feet of the Sphinx, where it stands to this day. He placed this tablet between the two front feet of the Sphinx, where it stands to this day. He placed this tablet between the two front feet of the Sphinx, where it stands to this day. For hundreds of years, the Sphinx attracted people both as a religious monument and as a work of art. For hundreds of years, the Sphinx attracted people both as a religious monument and as a work of art. For hundreds of years, the Sphinx attracted people both as a religious monument and as a work of art. It was not until the 1800s that archaeologists began clearing the sand from the statue and began researching the long history of the Sphinx. It was not until the 1800s that archaeologists began clearing the sand from the statue and began researching the long history of the Sphinx. It was not until the 1800s that archaeologists began clearing the sand from the statue and began researching the long history of the Sphinx. The name Sphinx comes from an ancient Greek word meaning strangler. According to Greek legend, the Sphinx was a demon with the body of a winged lion and the head of a woman. The name Sphinx comes from an ancient Greek word meaning strangler. According to Greek legend, the Sphinx was a demon with the body of a winged lion and the head of a woman. The name Sphinx comes from an ancient Greek word meaning strangler. According to Greek legend, the Sphinx was a demon with the body of a winged lion and the head of a woman. She strangled anyone who couldn't make sense of the question. She strangled anyone who couldn't make sense of the question. She strangled anyone who couldn't make sense of the question. The Sphinx then threw herself from her high rock and died. The Sphinx then threw herself from her high rock and died. The Sphinx then threw herself from her high rock and died.